night of March the 1st of 1949 in this beautiful fellowship. I'm also serving my next to last assembly as your state chairperson, and I have mixed feelings about that. This is really that's coming up now, the highlight of not only, I don't think, in my own opinion, this assembly, but the assemblies each year. This is the day, and this is the time, and this is the moment when our state delegate gives you his yearly report after coming back and spending a full week, and believe me, it was a full week, at the General Service Conference in New York. John has worked hard for Alcoholics Anonymous and continues to work that way and works effectively and works with us all. And it's a real privilege and a pleasure for me to introduce this morning, and let's hear it, our state delegate, John Langston.
I'm John Langston, and I'm an alcoholic. Sober another day by the grace of God and the fellowship and program of Alcoholics Anonymous. There's no place that I had rather be at any time than in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and particularly on Sunday morning, as you've heard me say so many times, because Sunday was a real bad day for me. But I'm happy to be here and to be with all of you. I have had a little trouble in accepting love. Some of you know that. But I do know this morning that I love you and that you love me. And truly we are all in this together. It was a wonderful week in New York at the conference, with 91 or 90 other delegates from all over the United States and Canada, speaking what our co-founders talked about, the language of the heart, and being in the fellowship of the Spirit, and working for the common good of Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole. Alcoholics Anonymous is changing, and before our beloved surviving co-founder died, he said that AA will change, and it should change. But he cautioned us against losing our anonymity, and he cautioned us to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. And this is what we are all about. The theme of the conference this year was anonymity, our spiritual foundation. Dr. Jack Norris, who served this fellowship so diligently and so well for so many, many years, worked with Bill and then with the conference and the office after Bill died. And even though he is retired now and is a chairperson emeritus, still serves this fellowship and was at this conference and still attends the board meetings. And he's not one of us. He is in spirit, but he's not an alcoholic. And this, to me, is real dedication. And Dr. Norris said that AA is an island of serenity in a world of insanity. And I think that's true. Some very touching things happened at the conference. I went in and attended the meeting that they have on Friday, the 459 meeting. It's an open AA meeting held at the office. And as I went in, I saw a lady that I had learned to love very much, a black lady. She's on the staff at General Service. And I sit down and talk to her a good little while. And she's had a physical condition When I got back, she wasn't able to attend the conference, although she was scheduled to be there. She went into the hospital to have an operation, and she didn't survive. She died, June Russell. Another lady that all of our past delegates know and has served this fellowship so faithfully, Beth Kuhlman, has announced her retirement in August of this year. I would suggest that each one of them, now all of the district committee members will get a copy of the conference report. I urge you to take that report and to not just glance through it or read it one time, but to take it and study it. As AA is growing, a lot of things are coming up. A lot of things came up at this conference that you, as representatives of your districts and UGSRs, need to know. Every group should order a copy of the conference report. It just costs $2. And the GSR should read it. These are things that affect our lives, and as Bill said, the lives of those to come. The delegate's job is a very demanding job. There's no way that any preceding delegate can tell the incoming delegate what to expect. They try, but you just can't pass it on. It is a very, very demanding job, and is becoming more so because of the tremendous growth of Alcoholics Anonymous. Bill said that there will ever be a need for good leaders in AA. The role of the alternate is becoming of more and more importance. This fall, we'll be electing GSRs, you groups will. We'll be electing district committee members and their alternates. And the role of the alternate is becoming very important. We'll also be electing a new state delegate to succeed me, and an alternate state delegate to succeed Frank. Because of the regretful resignation of our state secretary, who did so much for Alcoholics Anonymous in Georgia and served this assembly so faithfully over so many years, Lillian will be electing a new secretary to complete her term. 1 year. The GSRs who do the electing, the committee members, the delegate, the chairperson, and the alternates do not have a vote. You GSRs have a vote. That's not true in every area, but it is in Georgia, and the groups in Georgia really do run AA. That's where our authority comes from. You should get the service manual, the AA service manual, the blue manual, and also the state service manual, and read the qualifications of the GSRs, the district committee members, the delegate, and the alternate delegate. There's some items of general interest that I would like to share with you. A new film strip is coming out to replace the one we have called Your General Service Office. That has been approved. It hasn't been made yet, but it's in the works, and it's been approved to make it, and next year it will be, I feel sure it will be approved, because we recommended that it be made. The one that many of you have seen, I guess all of you have seen, is outdated. It has people in there who are no longer there, and none of the ones who are there now are in it. So we need to get that, and we will have a new film strip. Just to show the importance of the alternate, you know, the alternate is not one who waits around for the person who he's alternate to either die or get drunk. The alternate has a job, a very important job. And sometimes the GSR or the district committee member or the delegate can't go somewhere. He's gone somewhere else, and you can't be in two places at one time. So it's very important. And just to show the importance of that, the delegate from North Dakota could not come to the conference. The alternate got sick. And so they sent the state secretary to serve in the delegate's place. We had trustee elections, and I think it's very, very interesting and does show that Alcoholics Anonymous is truly representative of all walks of life. The Class B trustee is General Service Trustee from New York, was elected Mary Phelps. Southeastern United States, Wayne Parks to succeed Lavelle Clifford, who died about a year ago, Joe. Northeastern United States, Garrett Taylor of Washington, D.C., first black man on the General Service Board. Canada at large, Helen Harmon of Manitoba. And Joan Jackson was the first woman elected as a Class A trustee to the General Service Board. This gives five women Class B trustees and one Class A trustee who is a woman. And that makes me feel real good. The question was asked, and I shared this with you last year in the Ask It Basket. Somebody put in a question, why, and at that time it was true, why are all of the members of the Board of Trustees white Anglo-Saxon males? That has been changed. And one of the trustees said he got a real quick answer to that question. Two were elected last year and three this year. I think that this is very noteworthy. The President of the United States gave an achievement award to Alcoholics Anonymous, not to the General Service Board or to GSO or to any individual, but to the movement of Alcoholics Anonymous for the work that we do. I think it's great to be recognized by the President and to be recognized nationally. And one of our Class A trustees, non-alcoholic trustees, Dr. Bill Flynn, went to New York and accepted this award from President Reagan. I think we can take pride in that. We have two corporate boards, AA World Services and the Grapevine. On this board, there are some, the board members are some trustees and some staff members, and also some members who are non-director, non-trustees serving on this board. By some quirk of fate, some of those have been on there for some while. They haven't rotated. You don't get by with things in Alcoholics Anonymous too long. They'll let you get by a little while, but then somebody's going to call you. This was brought up by the delegate that I know from South Florida. Was looked into, and thank you, Joe. The consensus of the conference was that there will be rotation also of the non-director, non-trustee members of the Board of Alcoholic General Service Board. Last year there were 4,000, now get this, 4,000 new groups started in Alcoholics Anonymous in the United States and Canada. This is not counting foreign countries who have their own general service office. There were 7 million pieces of literature distributed by GSO. There were 480,000 big books. That's almost 500,000. When you think that it took us about 35 years to sell 1 million copies of the big book, it only took 3 years to sell the second 1 million, and now next year sometime we will have sold the four million copy of the big book. When the first 1 millionth copy of the big book was sold, they gave an honorary copy of it to the president. When the second 1 million was sold, they gave an honorary copy to the president's representative who could not be there. Now they no longer do that. and they project that it will not be long until 1 million copies of the big book will be sold every year. Now, alcoholism and treatment is becoming a very popular thing. I guess it's because there's some money being handed out and everybody's getting interested in the suffering alcoholic. Money will do a whole lot of things. When Joe and I, we both came in off the street like many of you, were laying in the gutter, nobody cared too much. But they start passing out a little money from the government and everybody gets interested. Now, I said that facetiously. I'm real glad that they are. I'm glad that we have the treatment centers that we have. And now court cases involving drunk driving and other forms of drunkenness that land in the courts. A movement is afoot to send all of these people to Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're getting a little concerned about it. I know some of your groups are being flooded with these people, and GSO has taken note of this, and suggestions have been given that we talk to the judges and talk to the court officials, and in essence, ask them not to overflow our groups. And I got to thinking about this, and along with that, Frank, I thought about whatever happened to the statement that we used to make, I don't care how they get here as long as they get here. I think that we can handle them. I know that we can. We can't do it by sitting on our duff and not doing anything. We're going to have to sponsor these people. We're going to have to work. But we ought to be glad that we can work. We're sober and we're happy and our families have been reunited. We have a great thing here. Let's share it with those who come to us. Maybe if there's several groups in an area, one group shouldn't have all of the ones who are sent, pass them around, but this is something. But when they come to us, they may not all be alcoholics. But when they come to us, if they really are alcoholics and they need help, let's do what we can to help them. This is one of the things that really concerns me. Now, Alcoholics Anonymous is growing rapidly. And we no longer can sit back and say AA will take care of itself because, friends, it won't. And it was never intended to. That's why we have a service structure, why we have GSRs. That's why the group, everything comes down from the group. That's why we have the GSRs. Bill said probably the most important job in AA. We have districts with district committee members, and I would like to tell you that our district committee members are very, very dedicated people. We have 90, 95, 98% of our district committee members who attend this assembly. That's not true everywhere. Your trusted servants have visited some areas that would have as many district committee members in the area as we have, 25, 30. There'd be two or three district committee members there. We have something here with this state assembly, with our service organization. And you, who are GSRs, someday will be here where Joe and Frank and I are. You're going to have to be dedicated. We've got the nucleus right here. Let's use it. And let's help these people who come to us and so desperately need help. One thing that was very impressive to me, Dr. Jack Norris and Dennis Manders, who is a non-alcoholic controller of our General Service Board, have attended every one of the conferences since they began. This was a 32nd conference. They've attended every one of them. This is dedication. And this is what you are here this morning because you're dedicated. There's no point in me getting up here and fussing at you because you're here. But when you get back, the ones who didn't come, we ought to have the same percentage of GSRs as we have district committee members. So get back and urge these people to come to the assembly. Don't sit back and gripe and complain and talk about they did this. Now get in here and work and help. And if you don't like what's going on, come. Get involved and change it. Can be done. Joe Kraus, who is our Southeast Regional Trustee and a past delegate, and is doing an excellent job, also has been for 2 years on the board of AAWS and was to go off of that board at the end of this year. And having 2 years still to serve as trustee, because of his work and dedication, and he is a very dedicated man, was elected chairperson of AAWS, so he'll be on that board for 2 more years. And I'm real glad. He was looking forward to coming off the board, but we need people like him. He's a good man, and incidentally, he will be here at the assembly in September and share his experience, strength, and hope with us on Saturday night. GSO has requested, and we will follow through with this, a list of all treatment centers in every area. So we'll do this through our state office here. They want to send mailings to these treatment centers telling them what AA can and cannot do. It was decided by the conference vote after much discussion that the conference next year will be April the 16th through the 21st, although that will be the date of some religious holidays. I think that Pentecost and Easter and so forth come on one of those Sundays. Alternate dates were discussed, but there was no date that would really fit, so they decided to go ahead, or we decided to go ahead and have the conference on those dates. The way things get done in Alcoholics Anonymous, and the way things get, we decide what we're going to do, you send a delegate to the General Service Conference, and with 90 other delegates plus the staff members and the trustees, discuss many, many items, and then make a conference recommendation. And this recommendation is carried to the meeting of the General Service Board, which meets right after the conference. And these recommendations are then in effect when they are passed by the General Service Board. And they usually always are passed, unless there's something really wrong with them. Sometimes a little wording may be changed. That's the way things get done. And we have what we call advisory actions. These are the actions that were passed by the General Service Conference and sent on to the General Service Board for their action. And I'd like to briefly go through some of these actions with you. I think they're very important. And you need to know this. Now, you can read it in the issue, the early bird issue that I passed out this morning to all the district committee members. Did each one of you get one of those district committee members? Good. There are a few more up here, and I didn't have enough for all the GSRs, but the GSR should get a copy of the box of 459. And the floor action, it was recommended. Now, a little discussion has been going on about the Al-Anon participation in our international convention. I won't go into the reasons why there's some very, well, there was quite a bit of discussion about it. Al-Anon had decided that they didn't want to participate in the Sunday morning meeting at the International Convention in Toronto. They had their reasons, and I'm sure they were very good reasons. But we like to share with the Al-Anons, and so it was voted that an invitation to a friend of AA to share with us spiritually on Sunday morning at the 1985 International Convention, and that we would like that person to be a member of Al-Anon. I was on the agenda committee, and I was very happy that I was on the agenda committee. Joe was on the finance committee, and I couldn't care less about finance. If you don't believe that, you can ask my wife. But Joe likes finance, and he was on the finance committee, and they draw all these assignments from the hat. I like the agenda committee, and I don't know how it came out, but God is good, and he is working, and I'm real glad that I was on the agenda committee. But I'd like to go through with you on some of the things that we talked about on the agenda committee. There were six of us, on six delegates on this committee. One was from Canada, one was from California. I was, of course, from Georgia. And we discussed quite a few things in there, and sometimes, as those of you who are past delegates know, these committee meetings can get kind of hot and heavy. You can have some pretty heavy discussions in there. We have one staff member who's the secretary, but she does not, or she or he does not enter into the discussion. So the committee does its work, and the committee is composed of delegates. We have an opening meeting on Sunday night, and it was voted that the agenda for this opening meeting be reviewed by every next succeeding committee. But we decided to go along with the same format that we have now, but it will be reviewed. The following items were suggested as conference themes for 1984, and I think any one of them would make a good theme. Number one, our primary purpose. That'd be a very good theme. Number two, the frontier for AA's future, the group. Everything comes from the group. The one that I had suggested and was changed a little bit by the conference, and I agreed to it, was gratitude, the language of the heart. Our co-founders talked about gratitude and about the language of the heart. I believe as long as we put everything in that perspective that we will be all right. Talking about people coming to us from treatment centers, from jails, off the street, from anywhere else. As long as we speak the language of the heart, we're going to be all right. And at the conference next year, the following presentation discussion topics will be considered. Number one, how does AA respond to a changing world? As I've said many, many times, AA is changing. The whole world around us is changing due to inflation. Many other things. It seems now that morals are no longer considered necessary or even desirable. How do we respond to these things? And in that, are we listening to the newcomer? You know, when this guy comes into our meeting and sits down, shaking, a little while he or she gets feeling a little better, and they've got some ideas, and they think about things. We ought to listen to them. Many, many good points have come from newcomers. Are we listening to the newcomer? Open-mindedness. This kind of affects me. I tend to get a closed mind on some things. And working with third parties, jails and hospitals and so forth. Number two, the informed group conscience, my obligation. My obligation as your delegate, what I'm trying to do this morning is to share with you the things that have been going on in service. It's your obligation as a district committee member to have regularly scheduled meetings of your GSRs and to discuss the things that are going on in your district. And it's certainly the obligation of you GSRs to share with your group in your group conscience meetings or your business meetings, informed group conscience, to understand the steps, to understand the traditions, and understand the concepts. Back when I first came around this outfit, we read how it works at every meeting and then went directly into the meeting. And most of the groups I go to now, we read why AA works, the 12 traditions. I wonder how many of us are familiar with the 12 concepts. They're now written in a reduced form. And I think maybe we ought to read them at some of our meetings, at least maybe once a month or something. The 12 concepts of Alcoholics Anonymous. We'll have workshops next year, or the ones who are there will. I won't be there. Number one, on solutions for everyday problems in Alcoholics Anonymous. And how does AA respond to a changing world? It was recommended in the CPC committee that the statement that Alcoholics Anonymous does not provide letters of reference to parole boards, lawyers, court officials, social agencies, employers, and so forth, that this be added or included in the pamphlet AA in your community. Also in the pamphlet, if you are a professional, and also in the pamphlet, how AA members cooperate, and the flyer at a glance, the AA guidelines in cooperating with court, AASAP, and similar programs. Something that we can't do, and we talked about this at the conference. We can't help drug addicts per se. We can't help people with finances and so forth. And they need to understand and to know this. It was recommended that a correctional facility workbook be developed for carrying the AA message into correctional facilities. And that the pamphlet, it sure beats sitting in a cell and carrying the message inside the walls, be translated into Spanish. We're getting a lot of Spanish-speaking people coming to us now. Most of our literature is being translated into Spanish. One thing that disturbed me very much, the Finance Committee, and I want to read this exactly as it is and tell you why I got disturbed about it. An earlier treatment of illustrating the regular contribution plan in cartoon fashion be revised and reissued as a supplement to the pamphlet titled Supporting the AA Support System, with a 1965 AA Grapevine article titled AA's Tradition of Self-Support. Further, that the flyer is to be produced in English, Spanish, French languages, and distributed simultaneously. As soon as this was read, I got up and objected to it. We've got a good pamphlet now, Supporting the AA Support System. Not every group, every district, or every area is alike. We all have different things. We have different places that we have to send our money. We have rural areas, metropolitan areas. We've got a pamphlet now that Joe worked very hard on that explains all of this. It was much better than the 60-30-10 pamphlet, which didn't help us at all and which I wasn't too timid to get up and say. I don't think that we need any cartoons or any pictures or anything else to explain something that's as simple as that pamphlet. And I hope they don't do it, but it was recommended. Maybe I'm wrong, but I have strong feelings about it. We worked too long to get a good pamphlet. Now it will work. I just don't want to see it last up. The need to decrease dependence on publishing income and the need for greater participation and increased contribution from the groups. We need to do this. You know, AA doesn't need to depend on the sale of the big book and our other literature. They could raise the price of the big book a dollar and we wouldn't have any more problems about money. But that's not Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a bunch of drunks meeting together, staying sober, and studying the principles outlined in the big book by Bill and the early members of this society, and abiding by them, paying our own way, our own bills, and being self-supporting. AA has never been self-supporting. For a while, we depended on the income from the grapevine. And that's not like it should be. Then the grapevine got into trouble because of the computer and because of the rise in the price of the grapevine two times very close together. I think to 50 cents and then to 80 cents. But because you people, you grapevine representatives, you GSR's district committee members, wanted to save that magazine, got behind it and worked on it and got the subscriptions up, and the grapevine now is in the black. That came out at this conference. And we can do the same thing with our program of Alcoholics Anonymous. A penny a day for sobriety is not enough. I never did like that anymore. We need to get our members to contribute more. Now, somebody says, all they talk about is money. Oh, I don't like to go down there. I don't like to go to this meeting. They're always talking about money. Well, if you'd give some, we wouldn't have to talk about it. And I'm not real concerned about the guy or the gal who is sober this morning and has a family and people who love him and was worried about dropping an extra buck in the basket. Not concerned about them at all. Back when, and I am going to talk about money, back when AA, when I first came around this outfit, I dropped a dollar in the basket, I do today. But then the price of gasoline, I think, was about 18 cents. And a lot of the price of steak is about 30 cents a pound. The price of publishing literature has greatly accelerated. Coffee is high priced now. Everything has gone up. Why shouldn't we contribute more to our program? Some of your trusted servants have served, GSR, district committee members, really at their own expense. Delegates, alternate delegates. The delegate gets a certain size stipend, and he spends at least three times as much as he gets of his own money. He's glad to do it and wants to go places and do things. But it's not right. It's not right to you. It's not fair to you. We need to pay our own way, and we will in the ensuing months and years have to talk more and more about money. And I believe if we do that, like we did about the grapevine, that we'll be able to do anything in the world that we need to do. So let's stop depending on our publishing income and on the grapevine to support us. Let's truly become self-supporting. In keeping with our self-tradition, the seventh tradition, that AA is entirely self-supporting, we need to, the conference recommendation was that we need to stress this at the group, district, area, and GSO level, and we will be doing that. All of you are familiar with the grapevine, the classic issue of the grapevine that comes out once a year with articles from the past and cartoons and so forth from the past. There's a movement afoot now, and was voted at this conference that a trial tape cassette of these articles be issued by GSO, and I voted for that. You ought to get a charge out of this one. Delegates research the need for about alcoholism section in their areas. That's a little gray pages in the grapevine. Has a lot of real interesting things like the RAND report. And all of these other things. It has a little disclaimer up at the top that many of these articles are against official AA tradition, but they're here for your information. As many people would like to see that deleted. I hope they don't delete it. I like to read that. I think it's better than the joke section. I hope they'll leave it in there. Joke's not too good, but boy, that's hilarious back there in the background. A motion was made that the grapevine be made available to outside agencies. And the conference voted that in the spirit of autonomy, group autonomy, that the groups handle this and the districts handle this. It's left up to the group and district level. Some question has been raised about our pamphlet, The AA Member and Drug Abuse. I made a presentation at the conference on what do we do when the addict, the pure addict, comes to Alcoholics Anonymous. There were four of us that made presentations that night. One was a staff member, Helen Turnquist, a delegate from California, the delegate from Tennessee, and myself. And we all talked pretty much about the same thing, and this was very, very impressive. People asked for copies of this, and they wanted tapes of it, but we made the motion that nothing at the conference be taped, and so we can't have a tape of it. I do have copies of all four of these presentations, if any of you are interested in it. We are having a little problem with pure addicts coming to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's something that we're going to have to face. All of the things that we need are in our literature. If you'd like to have this, then I'll have copies made and given to you if you let me know. The pamphlet is AA for you. They want to substitute some language. I don't know why that's necessary. They want to substitute sick for disease and alcohol for booze. I didn't pay much attention. You get 91 drunks together plus a bunch of staff members and some trustees, and you can come up with some weird things. All in the spirit of love. The two cartoon pamphlets that we have, and I like them. I think, you know, when I came into this outfit, they said read the big book. Hell, I couldn't even pick up the big book. I couldn't read anything. I couldn't read newspaper or anything else. But I read The Grapevine. I stole the first copies that I got. I did read The Grapevine, and I used to read these little cartoons. I like them. I think it's something eye-catching. But they're kind of outdated now. The clothes that the ones in these cartoons wear and the automobiles and all of this are outdated, so they're going to update that. I was in favor of that. Questions and answers on sponsorship. And they want to consider changing the wording on page 15, paragraph 3, and page 13, paragraph 2, in the little pamphlet, Questions and Answers on Sponsorship. And I think that's a good thing. If you want to get that pamphlet and read it, that will be good. All they're doing is clarifying some of the things in there. I'm going to revise the pamphlet, the AA group. Let me see what else I got here. Now, this is very important. We're going to have a membership survey in 1983. In this, they would like to know, Alcoholics Anonymous would like to know, and the GSO will conduct this through the delegates, and I'll be calling on you, some of your groups. They need to know who's coming into AA today, particularly how many of our members are female, how many, what occupations you have, what age group, and how long you have been in AA, and then how many members there are in your group. And by using mathematics, they can determine from that a percentage. And I can tell you, I've had some experience in this in my work. And these surveys and the way they do this is very, very accurate. I will be calling on some representative groups for that this year. It'll be done by a random basis. The re-inclusion of the... In our service manual, they had deleted some of the experiences of people who had been in service. If you look at the service manual, you'll see that some of those things have been deleted. And now they have voted to reinstate those things because they found out that it was needed. I think that goes along the line of sharing our experience, strength, and hope. If somebody can tell me what he did and how he did his work, and I can understand that a lot better than I can if somebody says you do it this way. I'm glad that they found out that it should be re-included. A copy of the treatment center facilities bulletin with a cover letter be sent to alcohol and treatment facilities. The cover letter is to suggest that the facilities get in touch with Alcoholics Anonymous. I think this is very good. If we can work with others, work with these people, we who are in AA and in service, then we can solve a lot of our problem. A lot of people who come to us don't really need to come to us. Many more do need to come. And so if we can work with these people, we can solve some of our problems. Moving. I've already told you about the election of the trustees. The conference this year was, we were busy, as all I've heard all the delegates say this, from about 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 at night. Two or three nights we got through about 11 o'clock. We had some very heated discussions. Many of the things that I've said this morning, I said facetiously. Some of the actions of the conference I didn't like, I didn't go along with. But I can truly tell you that everyone that I talked to who was there was a very dedicated person. And I can report to you that AA is alive and well. We are doing a tremendous job in carrying the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. And I feel good about the progress and the direction that Alcoholics Anonymous is taking. I feel proud of our assembly, and I can tell you that several delegates have asked me, and I know that they've asked my predecessors, about the assembly that we have in Georgia, about the work of the district committee members and the GSR, and about your dedication, how we set this thing up. And I've sent many letters to them explaining what we do. I think we ought to be very proud of what we have here, of those who preceded us and worked so hard, and you who are coming along now and will be replacing us, because we won't be here forever. We do believe in rotation. That's the lifeblood of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we'll keep this thing going so that when that drunk is stumbling in darkness out there, someday we'll be up here. And that's what our beloved Class A trustee, Vern Smith, said. Some of you may wonder why we have a state assembly, why we have a general service conference. I've heard statements like, I don't want to get in that politics. And the other famous statement, this is AA, it will take care of itself. But Vern said we need a general service conference so that that drunk stumbling in darkness just a few short blocks from here, or that baby being born tonight destined to alcoholism, have some place to go to find sobriety. And today, many of those who were stumbling in darkness that night back in the 50s, and many of those babies who were born that very night, are in Alcoholics Anonymous. Some of them are in this room today, GSR's district committee members, and someday will be delegates. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And Bill said to give freely of what you have. Make sure that your own house is in order, but you can't give away something you ain't got. If we do that, and in the spirit of love, in the language of the heart, then I can see nothing but great things for Alcoholics Anonymous. God bless you, and I love each and every one of you.